This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Chinese consumers are getting very skeptical about their food supply. A month ago, there were thousands of dead pigs floating in a river in Shanghai, and now there's a deadly new strain of bird flu. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has the story.
Spring in Liuchong Village is marked with bright yellow fields of rapeseed blossoms. Life abounds. But inside the homes here, it's a different story. 42-year-old Zhang Runxiang is dying of uterine cancer. Her mother sits beside her in bed. She's all I have left, says Zhang's mother. Zhang's husband, Zhou Yuansheng, blames his wife's cancer on Dashan Chemical Company's phosphate mining operation and fertilizer factory in the village.
Ever since they started mining, our drinking water is full of sludge. Now many people here have cancer. All kinds of cancer.
China produces nearly half of the world's phosphate fertilizer. It's left the country with 300 million tons of a byproduct called phosphogypsum. It contains cancer-causing chemicals like arsenic. Dashan Chemical Company has left a mountain of phosphogypsum above the river in Liuchong Village. Farmer Yao Chengying says the runoff from this heap, combined with the emissions from Dashan's fertilizer factory, have poisoned the village's crops.
The crops just died. The watermelons were inedible. Even the pigs wouldn't eat them.
Yao's piglets were born with deformed bodies. Her other pigs slowly died off. Villagers say Liuchong's rice became famous throughout the region for being poisonous, but that didn't stop purchasers from buying what they could and selling it into China's food supply. So here in Liuchong, the battle for safer food in China has begun with those who grow it.
Each week for the last 2 years, all of us farmers have protested at the factory gates. We've also gone to Beijing to petition higher authorities.
In the fall, local police threw two of the protesting farmers in prison. Neither Dashan Chemical nor local officials agreed to an interview with Marketplace. Zeng Xiangbing is an environmental lawyer in the nearby city of Wuhan who's defended the two imprisoned men.
China's economic growth for the past 30 years relies on destroying our natural resources, and government officials have no idea how bad it's become.
To get an idea, they could visit Liuchong Village, where Zhou Yunsheng's wife is in her last days of battling cancer. My teenage son dropped out of school to work in a factory so that we could afford her chemotherapy, says Zhou. But 2 days later, Zhang Runxiang died, the latest casualty of China's unregulated pollution, poisoned at the source of the country's food supply. In Liuchong Village, Hubei Province, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.